Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday. We
Happy
are coming to
Tuesday.
you. Yay. We're coming to you live from Zoom. I'm in Chicago. We are filming the reunion show for Surviving Barstool. So we're all here. It's all fun. We're all hanging out. We went to dinner last night. We're going to dinner tonight. Everybody's
How are the nerves? How are the vibes?
The vibes are bad. I just threw up like right before because we had to. Well, so okay. The episodes this week are out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for those watching. And because we're filming our reunion today, we had to watch our episodes in advance. Sorry, the train is literally next to the hotel. Can you hear this loud ass train?
It's
All
fine.
night long, by the way. All night long, this train.
Ooh, living in luxury.
No, literally, like it's a beautiful hotel. I love this hotel, but like it's a ridiculous spot. Anyway, so we had to watch the episodes in advance, and I hate watching the episodes. Like I really hate it, and it made me really anxious. Yeah, I puked a little, but that could have been the red wine I had yesterday too.
Now, watching yourself back is the worst, and then having to watch it
It's the
back in that
worst.
type of situation, I can't even
Yeah,
imagine.
it's the
But I
worst.
guess it's kind of
It's
good
all
to
good.
kind of finally get it over with and like know what's going to come.
Yes, that's one good thing about it is that I don't have to like be sweating it out on whatchamacallit, watching it live with everyone. So that's been kind of nice, like watching it live at the same time as like the internet. So but yes, we're here and it's fun and good and we're having a good time. So happy to be here. It snowed in Chicago. I'm looking at
Yeah.
snow everywhere.
It was snowing
So
all weekend there. I just missed you. I was in Chicago
yes, we
this weekend.
basically crossed in the air. How
Yeah.
was your weekend? That was a
It
big
was
birthday
fabulous.
surprise.
It was TJ's birthday, so we celebrated accordingly. Did a nice like little birthday surprise moment, which was fun. And then just kind of chilled the whole weekend, watched a lot of football, obviously.
Yeah,
And
big football weekend.
yeah. But it was so nice, so fun. But I'm glad to be back in city. I missed Anchovy, so I'm glad to be back.
Oh, anchovy, baby girl. Oh, she's so sweet. Fabulous. Well, that's great. We
Okay, guys, quick break for Boll & Branch. You guys know how much we love Boll & Branch, how much we talk about them. My whole entire bed is made out of Boll & Branch. My comforter, my sheets, my pillowcases, everything. My blankets on my couch are Boll & Branch. You guys know that Kelly loves Boll & Branch too, with the waffle blanket. Her whole bed is Boll & Branch. It's perfect. And if you really want to change the way you sleep, you need to upgrade to Boll & Branch's 100% organic cotton sheets. You'll fall asleep faster with a luxurious softness that's put you in an instant relaxation mode. And you'll spend every night in buttery, breathable comfort and feel your sheets get softer with every single wash. Boll & Branch's products are made different so you can sleep better at night, and you can discover the difference with Boll & Branch's 30-night guarantee, which is so clutch because you can really feel if you like the sheets, if you like everything, and if you don't, 30-night guarantee. So now's your chance to change the way you sleep with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, Bolland, promo code TaylorWatch, Bolland, branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch to save 15% off. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
yeah, all is good on the Western Front, pretty much. We are just chilling, generally speaking. We've got a couple of things for the episode today, but first things first, we're at war, Gia. We're at war right now. I don't know if you're aware, but we're at war. I didn't know either
Before
until
we
today.
even preface, I just want to say it's so funny because it's me that's like digging us into these holes, which is so important because like I post these clips and I'm like, oh, like I'm
Yeah.
gonna post this clip. Like it's a funny clip. You know, maybe we'll get some like people talking about New York City, talking about Kansas City, whatever. I did not expect the entire city of Kansas City to come after us. So it's so
Yeah.
funny, like people are like, what did they expect? Like they posted this themselves, like whatever. I'm like, yeah, like I literally posted that. I didn't, I
Right.
literally, when I watched it, I thought to myself, maybe people would be like, maybe there will be like some engagement in the comments about like Kansas City or New York City, whatever, like what people like better, what people think she likes better. I did not expect people to be like, you hate Kansas City, like you're an East Coast arrogant entitled
Elitist.
trash.
Yeah. Oh, the sun is like too bright. I don't know what to do about the sun. No, and here's the thing, Gia, and I think that people, I don't know if it's people or I don't know exactly what it is, but sometimes we'll post a clip and every time we put a clip out, it's to have a lighthearted discussion about it. We're not out here looking for, like, people are like, they're just looking for engagement. They're rage baiting, like, blah, blah. Like, we talk shit about that. Like, that's not our game. We don't want to be doing that. We don't want to be like, we want to have lighthearted conversations. And I, Gia, I'm telling you, I watched that clip 10 fucking thousand times. I still am like, why is everybody mad about this clip? Like, I understand, like, actually, no, I really don't understand. And everyone's like, just take accountability, do this, do that. I'm like, for what? Like, what exactly
Well,
is so
people.
offensive to say that Taylor Swift loves New York City? What's, she has
Yeah.
a whole fucking song about it. A whole, you know what I mean? Like, of course she loves New York. Like, what, why is it offensive? We say nice things about Kansas City all the time. We say nice things about the people in Kansas City all the time. But here's the difference, Gia, I think truly. There is a reason that we don't have a Taylor Watch Twitter account. There's a reason that we don't post these clips to Twitter because the stans on Twitter that we are always referencing and we're always talking about because they're crazy, but they're good. You know, they have crazy conversations, so it's like good for us to talk about. They don't see things like they go out of their way to see things in like in a contrarian way. You know what I mean? Like they'll say something or point something out or share something and they'll direct hate to it. They'll like be rude. They'll make a mountain out of a molehill. Like that's like their thing. They love doing that. And so we don't like to have a presence as much on Twitter because we don't want to be in that fucking drama. Like that's not us, you know? But when people take the clips from TikTok or Instagram or whatever and they bring them over and they say, "Do your thing." Like fuck off. Like actually fuck off. Wait, I need to talk shit about this person. The person that posted it. I'll read her at because that's what she wants. It is Candy Apple Red, Music of Life 87. That's the account. And the bio is I am who I am, hashtag Chiefs Kingdom. And this person posted our video and was like, hold on, I blocked her. I blocked the amount of people that I blocked, Gia.
Oh,
I
I
blocked
blocked.
every, you're a Kansas City Swiftie bitch. I blocked you, by the way. Like, and if you're a lovely person, you're a lovely person. But if you're not, I blocked you. I blocked 1,000 people. And I love to block. So, here. This is really hard to find. I know it's taking me forever.
Yeah.
Okay. It says, "Hey, Kansas Cityans, you want to set them straight with like a bunch of like, you know, emojis and
Yeah.
like trying to be whatever, and then tagging us both." And I said, "Thanks for this. Swifties love to pile on other Swifties. Hope all the hate in their replies is exactly what you wanted." Because here's the thing, Twitter is a bad spot for me personally. I get called a cokehead. I get called a piece of shit. Everybody hates me. Like it's the number one place that people hate me the most, which is unfortunate because it used to be my favorite app. But so everyone's calling me a cokehead. Everyone's saying I'm a bitch. Everyone's bringing up that old video of me talking about Travis being like, oh, you know, gross. How when Taylor showed up at the game and I was shocked that she was actually dating him.
Yeah.
People don't know the lore, Gia. They don't know the
Don't know the
lore. They don't know
lore. They
what's
don't
going
know.
on. They didn't know that was 2 fucking years ago. So we're getting ripped apart as a, you know, typical toxic Barstool bullshit. Those girls, I don't know why anybody even listens to those girls. Like they've had it coming for a long time. Like
Yeah,
fuck their shit, right?
that was
All
crazy.
because we said that Taylor might enjoy New York City
And
over Kansas.
the crazy part is also about that too, is like you didn't even say anything bad. If anything, it was me. Like people were like, oh, like it was your tone. Like it was what you were implying. Like you guys don't know what I was implying. All I said, I think I said something along the lines of like, you know,
Oh,
when
we were joking about the
I said she
tabloids.
doesn't, I said verbatim. She doesn't, when she doesn't have to be in Kansas City, she's in New York, which is understandable. I didn't mean that she's being held hostage in Kansas City. Like she's fucking
Of
Taylor
course you
Swift. She
didn't.
can go wherever she wants to go, whenever she wants to go. When she's in Kansas City, it's because she wants to be there. Obviously, like it's the literal, like taking my words literally and skewing them into a way where I have this tone where I'm like implying that Kansas City's like trashy. Like that's why I said in my tweet, I was like, if you guys listen to our show, watch our show, like you guys know that we have been talking about how we want to go to Kansas City, how like we think that it's so fun, how they have all these stores and stuff that like bring in Taylor Swift, how the fans have loved her, whatever, how the team has accepted her.
We say nothing but nice things about Kansas City. Nothing but nice things.
Nonstop, we talk about that. And I agree. And like, that's how we feel. Like, it's the truth. Like, it's always how we've said. The one time where we're just like, oh, like, New York City is a fun city. It really seems like when she has the opportunity to go, she goes. It's like
she loves New York. She literally loves New York. Like, what do you want? She has 50 songs about New York City. Like, what do you want us to say? Like, that's just so too. Again, if you take everything we say and you look at it through this like malicious lens, you're going to find something to get pissed off about. But that's anybody and anything. And there's no need to do it. And also too, I'm annoyed by people being like, you know, we get this shit all the time. People are like, oh, grow up. Like, they're obsessed with celebrity. Like, they're, you know, it's parasocial. It's freaky, whatever. Creeps. Yeah. Like, people say that all the time. We understand the level of creep that exists. We are nowhere near that. We do is we casually talk about what we see in the news. We talk about her albums. We break down her songs. We sing a little bit on the podcast. And then that's it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the extent of our, like, stalking of Taylor Swift. Like, shut the fuck up. That's not happening.
That's what makes me so mad, because so many of those tweets were like, oh, you know, and with the Travis outfit clip that I posted too, like, people are like, you know, you're posting these for engagement, you're posting these for, you know, to for like whatever, for attention, engagement, blah, blah, blah. Again, if you watch our show, like, you know that we never pull these fabricated stories. We never, like, reach for things that aren't there. We always report on, like, what's already been reported, what's already been talked about. Like, we would never pull a bullshit thing out of our ass just to get clicks and engagement. Like, we never do that. We literally were just talking about an outfit that we didn't like. It's crazy.
By the way, the first time I think that we've ever said we didn't like Travis's outfit. Like, every single time we like his outfits, and we were like, this one didn't hit. And then, by the way, Gio, you see people online are like, the typical shit that they did to Taylor Swift's style, when they were like, oh, it's the way they're talking about it because it's urban, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you are out of your fucking
mind. No, it's because he's wearing a trucker hat to Che Margaux in fucking New York City. Like, you're not supposed to wear a hat to a nice restaurant. Like, that's kind of just what it is. It's just so crazy to me, the lengths that people will push just based off a clip. And that's what's so frustrating for me, because I'm the one posting these clips. So I don't really even have, like, a leg to stand on when it's like, oh, these things get taken out of context. Like, I'm the one, I guess, taking them out of context. But to me, like, all it is a post about talking about an outfit. Like, people talk about people's outfits, and people are like, oh, what leg do you have to stand on? Like, you guys are ugly and your outfits stink. Like, the person that talks about Golden Globes, Grammys, the whatever, the Oscars, you're talking about people's outfits. You're talking about whether you like them, whether you don't like them. We are literally talking about one outfit, and then we go on to say that we like Travis's style, that we like when guys take risks, and it's just like we
even in the same clip, by the way, Gia, in the same clip, we're like, this is not to discourage. We love when men take a fashion risk. Like, it's fucking, it's crazy. But I will say, out of everything that had been said about us online, the most insulting thing that someone said was that we just read Dumois and repost their shit. I said, you really don't know us at all. You really don't know us at all.
No.
What?
That's,
we put them to death 1,000 times. We hate them. We don't look at their shit. I don't follow them. I haven't followed them for years. Once they became creep freaks, we stopped them. We motherfucked them to death.
You've been motherfucking Dumas since day one.
Not that I look like that. What's that?
We've been motherfucking Dumas since day one.
Day one. So do not accuse us of any of that. And by the way, like, it's just, I don't even know. I'm saying, by the way, for nothing. I'm repeating myself now, but it's very frustrating. And also that Candy Apple bitch, whoever the fuck, she's a jet tracker, by the way, I found out. So this is the kind of people that we're looking at. You know what I mean? The people that track the jets, the people that want that. It's like, they're the ones with the problem. And I don't know why they're projecting it onto us. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, we're just over here having fun talking about Taylor Swift. This podcast happened organically. It wasn't even the original plan. And it just kind of kept going and it took off. It's loosely based in fact. We always say that. We're not the best with the facts. People get upset about that. And I get that. But, like, we're just not that serious. And so just relax. Like, just relax. And again, we're saying this right now. The poor people listening, the true you know, listeners and fans, I probably have no idea what the fuck we're talking about, because no one's on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, but we're just,
I know, that's the thing. Like,
normies, like, we're getting ripped apart on Twitter for no reason.
Yeah, that's the thing that, like, makes me, that's what kind of made me feel better about the whole thing. I was like, okay, it's literally only on Twitter. Like, That's when I know it's not that deep if it's people from Twitter like coming after us, just because like they love to grasp at straws. And yeah, it's like the toxicity, and it's like this certain section of Twitter Swifties are just ready to jump at any moment. The second you slip up, you misuse a word, you say something that could be taken out of context. It's crazy. It's just like, let's retract the claws a little bit and let's just like give each other some grace. Like, Christ, it's just like
Just like
you would
again,
think
it's
when.
not that serious. Like, oh my God, chill the fuck out. The personal insults is where it starts to get like, what the fuck? You know,
It's
it's very
just like,
frustrating.
why does it have to start to get personal? And then, you know, saying like, let's set these people straight. Like, you know what you're inviting
No,
doing
you don't.
that. And yeah, I don't
Like,
know
you're
why
invited
someone
to
would
hate. And she's like, no, that's not it. I just felt you need to be held accountable. Who? I'm sorry, who are you? Are you the police? Are you you're
okay,
holding me
Candy
accountable?
Apple.
Am I in jail? Like, just
Held
that.
accountable
And
for what? Held accountable for what? For having a bad tone? Like, I'm sorry, I've had a bad tone since I was literally born. I came out of the womb with a bad tone, okay? I'm sorry. You guys don't, like, these people on Twitter don't know what I was implying. They don't know what I was going to say when I didn't finish my sentence. It's crazy to me.
Right,
Crazy.
yeah. No,
Ugh.
it's crazy. It's absolutely out of control. But all of that to say, someone pointed out in the middle of all this, they were like, hey, like, love you guys. We're on your side, whatever, but use this as an opportunity to talk about how fucking bored Swifties are right now without the Eras Tour, without a Chiefs game to talk about, with nothing. So they're just like, they're literally waiting, drooling with their fangs out to like start drama. And this is, and we were the target this week. So
And that's the, and they it's crazy because they were say, like people in our replies were saying that to us, like, oh, you must be bored because there's nothing to talk about, like, blah blah. Like, it's like we either get in trouble because we don't talk about enough things, or we get in trouble because we talk about we try to bring topics into the conversation that like maybe like aren't like the daily topic, the hot topic that is right now. You know what I mean?
it's just it is beyond frustrating. And Twitter aside, I'm thankful for the people that understand, that we're just having fun here. It's not that serious. We're just talking. We're talking like we talk to each other when the camera's not on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not putting on a performance. We're
I mean,
not like,
that was the whole point of this show, is just kind of supposed to be like two Swifties talking to each other so it could feel like you are having a conversation with your Swiftie friends, you know? So.
Exactly. The people that get it, thank you. And the people that don't, literally die in a hole. Like, I'm done with you, like, I'm so done. And I can't let myself keep caring about this shit. Like, I can't let my blood pressure rise so high. And like, I'm yelling, I'm screaming, I'm pissed off. Like, I know myself. I know you. We know what the show is. We know the people that pay attention,
Our
and we don't have to
fans,
listen to
the
this
people that
bullshit.
listen, they know us.
They know what's up, and it's just like, that's all we have to focus on. Like, these people, they can talk until they're blue in the face. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So that is that. Goodbye, drop dead. Like, literally curse your whole family, curse your whole life. Like, not even kidding. So that's been the last couple of days. That started what, like Sunday, I guess.
That was either like Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday, I can't really remember. But yeah, no, it certainly ruined my weekend for a few hours. So, job well done.
I was definitely scrolling Twitter during dinners where I shouldn't have been scrolling my phone. It's just like doom scrolling at a party. Like, why am I reading mean replies at a party, like with my friends? Like, it's just.
Exactly. Because they're there, and it's better to know what's being said than to not know. Like, that's always my argument, but that's obviously the wrong way to think. Like,
No,
you don't have to
now,
know at all
like,
to
I don't
exist.
want to know what people say about me bad. Like,
No,
if.
me neither. I think I'm done. Like, I think I'm officially so tapped out on mean shit. Like, I can't breathe without somebody being like literally fuck you, old bitch, ugly, like die. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. And I can't ever tell. Like, it's like it was always men and freaks and like the psycho, like the like Barstool fan incels, like that group of the like Barstool fans. And then I thought I at least had the Swifties. And so when it sometimes it really do be your own,
I know,
And
like,
so,
damn, it really sucked to see like people like turn on us so quickly like that. Like, I don't
I
know.
know. What
And
makes you feel bad for everybody that we talk about?
Tavis Hayes was getting in there. She was getting some shit like for no reason. Like, oh, you only like her. They you only like Taylor Watch because they shouted you out. Like, get like. Give Tavis
Shut
Hayes a
up.
break here, okay? She's trying to be a good friend. Like, it's just so annoying.
Tavis Hayes had our back. Shout out Tavis Hayes. She's always got our back and we have her back. Like she's
I
crazy
mean,
though.
she
But like
knows our
we're
pain
crazy.
because even when she tweets, like, I think she tweeted when like Hailee Steinfeld got engaged, she tweeted like a gif of Taylor that was like, "This is the wrong one," like as a joke, obviously.
It's
And people got
funny.
so pissed at her for that. Like, so I think she knows what it feels like.
Who knows what's up? She definitely knows what it feels like. It's just right. People are so, they're grasping at straws. They're looking for things to get mad about. And if you want to live your life like that, then that's on you. But that's certainly not how we're trying to live our shit and not how we're trying to conduct this program.
Yeah.
So yeah, they can all kick rocks, like I said.
Okay, guys, quick commercial break for Orgain. Orgain is a new bestie on the pod, but I was watching some football yesterday and I saw a commercial with Nick Bosa doing a commercial for Orgain. Ooh, I was like, okay, I need to get my man on Orgain if I want him looking like that. Nick Bosa was looking very nice on my TV. So you guys need to try Orgain. It's a new year, and each year I try to add something new to level up my health routine without breaking the bank. And this year I have been loving Orgain. This podcast is sponsored by Orgain, and Orgain believes that real nutrition has the power to make a real difference in people's lives. It packs 21 grams of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. All Orgain products are made with USDA certified organic ingredients, so I know I'm getting the nutrition I need without trying the things I like to avoid, like soy ingredients, artificial sweeteners, flavors, and preservatives. Orgain, even without all the artificial sweeteners and stuff, it still tastes so good. It's like a very good chocolate milk. I like the chocolate flavored one. I think it's delicious. If you like chocolate milk, if you like anything like a little chocolatey, fudgy, yum, it's so good and it's still healthy. Orgain is so simple and it's made so you can literally just add water and go. No more time-consuming prep to get the nutrition to get the nutrients that you need. Remember, there are no quick fixes when it comes to your health. If you want more protein, give Orgain organic plant prep po whoa. Give Orgain organic plant protein powder a try. Head to orgain.com/TaylorWatch and use code TaylorWatch for 30% off your order. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code TaylorWatch for 30% off. One last time, for 30% off, head to orgain.com, orgain.com/TaylorWatch and use my code TaylorWatch. Agreed.
But that aside, not a whole lot has gone on. The Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce camp has certainly been quiet. There's not a lot going on with them. Travis is, there it's busy season for him. Like he's the playoffs, he's coming up another potential Super Bowl appearance. He's doing his rounds and he went on Pat McAfee's show, who I will say this about Pat McAfee. I'm not really a fan. I've said that before. But he is good at bringing up like the Taylor stuff. Like
He's
he'll
good at
just bring
getting
it up,
the
doesn't give a
tea.
fuck.
He's good at like pushing where it's not like uncomfortable. So he always gets like a little extra added tidbit, which I'm appreciative of.
Yes, which is good. And the tidbit in question is that Travis may or may not have already heard new music from Taylor. But of course, like, this is all it's all like jokes and they're joking around. And McAfee basically was like, oh, is she going to be writing maybe the new stuff coming out will be all like positive and maybe a little bit about you. And like, that was the implication. And he was like, yeah, it might be a couple things about me, whatever. And then they're like, wait a second, like record scratch, like, ooh, what? Like, what do you mean? And he was like, oh, I can't talk about that. I can't say anything at this point right now. Like, I can't say a single word about any of this. And that to me is funny because he's right. Like, we're talking about it right now. That's all he said. And everybody's talking about it.
And
So.
now I feel like there's already people on like people news articles being like, is Taylor Swift's album coming sooner than we thought? Like, there was no implication that there was an album coming. There was no like anything. He just literally said that he like has heard maybe a few songs that were written about him, which is cute to think about like her showing him those songs. But
That
I
is
don't
cute.
think that this means that we are getting any new music anytime soon.
He said, like, what did he say? He said, wait, hold on, let me think for a sec. Oh, he said, I hear music everywhere. Like, have
That
you heard music?
was a
He's
good
like,
way
I
to
hear
get
music
out of it.
everywhere.
And then he also said that he's feeling 22. when it comes to
Yep.
the Super Bowl. He's feeling young, he's feeling spry, and then he started
Hell
dancing.
yeah. Doing one of these, which
Yeah.
we love. Yeah. It seems, all positive stuff. He's got his eyes on the prize. He's focused up. They're doing their they've got their show. They've got New Heights, which is popping off. Shout out too to Kylie Kelce, who her podcast, I stop and watch every clip. Like, I
Yeah.
love her. Like, I haven't listened to it at length, which is on me. I should do that. But the clips are fantastic. I like the energy. I like her attitude. I like the guests that she's been having on. Like, good for her. I'm happy for her
Yeah,
too.
she's crushing it.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, but really, really, all quiet on that front. Taylor didn't go. I mean, I'm sure we talked about this last week. I can't even remember, but didn't go to the Golden Globes or anything. So, which we I don't think we expected,
Wait, so who do
right?
the Chiefs play this? Do they play this upcoming weekend then?
Let's see.
Yeah, wait, let me.
Let's see.
Because
Me, I'm Googling Tagatelle last night. Why?
is delicious.
Is delicious. I was trying to figure out what kind of pasta was one of the
Okay, they
pastas that
play
we
the Texans
oh,
on Saturday the 18th at 4:30.
I see.
At home, so.
Oh, you know what's so funny?
Oh,
Because
that's
I'm in
also
Chicago.
what Pat McAfee said. He's like, well, there will like her aura, will we feel like the aura, like will she be there? Like every time you guys like win, they feel like it's based off this aura, whatever. And Travis was like, oh, I think we'll be feeling it. Like, so I think that means
She'll
she'll be
probably be
game,
there.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's so funny, Jay? Because I'm in Chicago. It says I was about to be like, actually, it starts at 3:30, but it's because I'm
Actually, you're Central Time.
actually,
That
but
always throws me off whenever I land in New York from Chicago and then it jumps an hour.
yeah, it's crazy stuff. So yeah, okay, good. So that's something to look forward to. Chiefs game on Saturday. Everybody can we'll get our fix. You know, we're freaks. That'll be fun. Hopefully the weather is okay. It's just been so like godly cold
Know.
all over the East Coast. So I don't know. I guess Missouri technically is like, would you say Midwest? I feel like it's east, more east than Midwest, but I think that they would probably say
I
Midwest.
would say Midwest, yeah.
Yeah.
Missouri,
So
but
I don't know
like,
the weather more.
is Missouri considered South?
Great question. I don't know. I really don't know what they consider or what
Yeah.
they see themselves as.
If any
But yeah, but it's
Missourians that don't hate
going to
us,
me.
let us know if you guys think you're South or if you
Yeah, I
think
would like to know. I'm
West.
curious about that. And again, we're saying this in a respectful way. We're respectfully asking. Can
Please do
you
not
hear
take
this loud
offense.
fucking train?
Yeah, I can
Every
hear
time I go
it
by,
a
can you
little
hear
bit. It's not too bad.
it? Okay. It just
Okay,
seems so
I
loud.
would say that's Midwest. Based off what I'm looking at here, like I would say that's
Oh
Midwest.
yeah. Yeah,
But I don't know
for
what
sure.
the
For
typical.
sure. For some reason in my head, it was a little further east. But anyway, yeah, so it's been ice cold all over the East Coast. And then unfortunately, it's not been very cold out in California. Fires are still blazing. We're still finding out about people losing their homes. It's fucked up. It's horrible. All the poor animals we see, all these people, so many people displaced right now. It's horrible. And we've got Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag. Everybody kind of came together and had Heidi's song hit number one on like iTunes and stuff. So they're getting some kickback, hopefully. And
Yeah.
then
And
our
I feel
besties.
so bad for, I mean, obviously everyone, but like the people with platforms, people with celebrities that have been posting online about like losing their houses and stuff. I feel like people have had no sympathy for them because they're like, oh, you're a celebrity, like you have money, whatever. A lot of these people's money was that house. Or like
It's
these celebrities.
right. It's all in real estate.
Yeah,
Right.
and if you're not like if you're an like an a acting is a very much a job. Like if you're not an A-list fucking like Timothy Chalamet, like you have to be consistently working to make a life, to make like a living. So these people
Yeah.
like they're not all Bill Gates the way that we think they are. Like a lot of these people have their money tied up in their houses, other things, and it's just so sad that the lack of sympathy for some of these people is just awful because
Yeah.
like no matter who you are, losing your home is just
Yeah.
so de
It's fucked
demoralizing and
up.
awful. It's just It's
It's so bad. And right. And we need, and that's the energy we need to have for all these people is sympathy. Like we need to feel better, you know, help if we can, you know, at least thoughts and prayers, like anything, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
you shouldn't be thinking like, oh, you shouldn't be snarky about like someone losing their home.
Yeah.
But besties, Kelly Teller and Miles Teller lost their home, unfortunately.
So
Horrible,
sad.
awful,
I want to
devastating.
read Kelly Teller's caption of her
Oh
Instagram.
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, of her TikTok, because she posted about like their
You
evacuation.
send it to me on Twitter.
They're like evacuation situation. Oh, she
Yeah.
goes, oh, it's with the Heidi Montag song, and she goes, "For you, at Spencer Pratt, at Heidi Montag, stream Heidi. So sorry for your loss, and share in this with you. We drove one car out and not overload evacuation efforts on the road, and save my car for all the comments about that. We are taking care of Miles' grandmother who just lost her husband and needed to stay together for safety. We didn't want to separate. We didn't take a thing. We grabbed her wheelchair and oxygen in this moment. Please be kind to everyone. Didn't think it could ever be this bad. We are gutted, lost, heartbroken for all, and praying for Los Angeles."
Oh,
It's just awful.
it's awful. It's awful. And I, you know, we feel for these people. We, you know, especially our LA Swifties and anybody out there, you know, I think we've both been pretty good at like sharing donation links and
That
things
will
like
say the one thing that's like a little reassuring, I guess you could say, is the fact that there has been a lot of coming together for this, a lot of community building, like people really
that.
sharing resources and donating and getting people together and you know, trying to help others, which has been very nice to see because like, you know, you literally have nothing. You don't have anything to go back to. So it's nice to see people, because I feel like LA can sometimes get like a bad rep, like LA is kind of like stuck
For
up,
sure.
whatever. But
Definitely.
I think this really showed like no matter where you are, like no matter what happens, like people will band together and try to help each other. There's always some sense of community, which is reassuring, especially in times where it feels like there's a lot of divide. It's nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, that's, you know, it's very humanizing. It's very humbling. I would assume like to just have your whole life ripped away from you. Like what do you do? You start from nothing, and it's just, oh, it's devastating. I can't imagine. I feel so bad for all these people, and I hope that they get the fires under control soon. They're still not all contained. Some of them are
Really?
still, yeah. One of them, I think, last I looked, one of them was almost contained. Let's see, fire. One of them was almost contained, and then the others, the big one, that Palisades one, was still only like, it was only like 5% still, or 8% or something. Like they're not, it's so hard. And then obviously the winds make it worse. And hold on, let's see, fire map. I'm trying to find exactly, but hold on. Fire, because I don't want to be wrong. Fire containment. Oh, it says now good. Oh, containment grows on Palisades and Eaton fires as dangerous winds are expected to return. This is this morning, Tuesday morning. Let's see. It was so easy. Like I found this map yesterday, and now I can't find it. Anyway, well, they are still going. Like the fires are still raging, and it's unfortunate. And I think that eventually, you know, eventually they'll get it under control, but it's awful. It's just awful. And that's all I gotta say. Think about those people and do what you can, and that's all you can do, I guess, right?
Yeah, totally.
That's all you can do.
And
There's
some
still
positive news.
Oh yeah.
Brittany Mahomes gave birth.
Yes. Oh,
Great.
congratulations to
Congratulations.
Brittany and Pat, a baby
Yes.
girl.
Golden.
Yeah, that's right. Golden. Golden. Yeah.
Yes.
Very sweet. Very good. I honestly forgot she was pregnant. Like, I feel like she.
Feels like she's been pregnant for a while.
Yeah, right. Like, well, you know, probably about 9 months. But I think, but it doesn't, like, I don't know
Way.
why I just kept forgetting she was pregnant. Like, you know, she wasn't very, like, I feel like some people when they're pregnant, all they do is post about how pregnant they are all the time. And she like didn't do that. So I just kind of forgot. But congratulations to them. They're third or fourth kid?
Third.
Third, yeah.
Daughter, so, Golden Ray. So now they have two daughters, one son, which is so exciting.
Ooh, that's like your house.
Yeah, they have a middle, yeah, little middle brother. Oh, yeah, that is so true. That's so cute.
Aww.
I forget the I know their dog's name is like Bronze. Ugh, kids' names. Because the daughter's Golden, Sterling. Oh, the boy's middle name is Bronze. Okay, so the oldest daughter's Sterling. The son is Patrick Bronze Mahomes, and then now we have Golden.
I think that's cute. That's like medals.
And as the youngest Sterling. Daughter and the youngest sibling, being called Golden is just the chef's kiss. You can just say you're your parents' favorite for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm literally the golden child.
Yeah, literally.
That's amazing. Sterling, I love that name. Like Sterling Silver. I've never thought about that as a first name, like, or for a girl or anything. I love that. It's Sterling. Maybe they call her Lee. I'm trying to think of nicknames.
Yeah, I don't know. Stir?
Stir? Stir the pot? Yeah. That's great. Congratulations to them. Exciting.
Yeah, congrats. Exciting. It's so exciting.
Good, healthy babies are always good news.
And Taylor liked the post on Instagram. So just showing a little love.
Of course.
Which is nice.
Of course. Yep. Her besties. Fabulous. And then let's see what else. We had some drama. Oh, we've got, you know, back to Twitter drama. I'll quickly say there's some like troll. I don't fucking know. This guy, Eric B. of Lululemon. Apparently people know him as like someone who like spreads lies. I don't know. He tweeted that Amazon had shelved A Simple Favor 2 indefinitely, despite glowing test screenings, Blake Lively's refusal to promote amid her messy legal battle with Justin Baldoni and growing tensions with Anna Kendrick have derailed the sequel. Anna is furious. Paul Feig is disappointed. Hollywood is in shock. This isn't just a movie. It's an implosion. Whatever. So then the director himself, Paul, quote tweeted and said, "This is BS. Sorry. The movie is finished and coming out soon. Don't believe anything you read on social media these days." And so that just, again, goes to show, like, people are so full of shit. How do you get away with that? Like, how do you get away with, like,
who is this? Is this just a random guy that you, like, who is this guy?
Random guy. I was trying to figure out who he was a little bit, like, afterwards. And
that's what's so crazy about, like, you one random guy, Ben G, can just fucking tweet that Blake Lively doesn't want to promote Simple Favor and it's not coming out, and then all of a sudden everyone thinks that that's the case. Like, it's just, it's
exactly wild. And they're like, oh, Anna Kendrick and I thought I heard it sound, the doors like are really close to each other, and so I can hear them opening and closing, but it sounded like somebody was coming in my door. And I was like, excuse me, miss. but anyway, yeah, no, I don't understand how you're able to just like, yeah, just like tweet that, say it, whatever. And then people in the replies are like, typical Blake. Like, of course she's hard to work with. Like, of course Anna Kendrick hates her. Like, they, you know, they've always hated each other. Like, they've always been at each other's throats. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's crazy. It's just unfortunate because, like, it's like people love to pile on. So obviously Blake is going through this whole thing. So it's like, oh, how can I make this 10 times worse for her? I will make this fake beef between her and Anna Kendrick and say that the Simple Favor 2 is not coming out. And that's crazy because, like, I feel like there is a demand for Simple Favor 2. Like, a lot of people want that movie. A lot of people really like the first one. I loved the first one, so I would love to see the second one.
I was going
to
say, we're first in line. We very much want to see A Simple Favor 2. I loved the first one. I thought it was so good. I think that Blake and Anna have great chemistry. Like when I saw that thing being like, oh, they like don't like each other, whatever. I was like, bullshit. Like, there's just even that to me, in my head. I was like, no fucking way. If they hate each other, they're the best actors of all time because they really did a great job in that movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So who knows? It's just drama as usual. Poor Blake. She's just, you know, she's getting it. Girl, I feel you. I feel you. You just can't win. She needs W. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter. Like, a Simple Favor.
Maybe if you call Blake up and have a
one. I'll just call Blake up. Yeah. I'll be like, girl, let's get tea. Let's get a glass of champagne. Let's just bitch about the internet right now. Like, let's just go off. I would love to have a glass of champagne. Lively. I would love that.
I would die for that.
I know. I love her. I also too, I would love to have like a glass of champagne with her character in A Simple Favor.
Oh yeah. Well, I'd be so scared. Like, you know, I'd be like, that's, she's just like, that's the perfect
She's
role for her.
intimidating.
Like a cool, intimidating, you know, you don't know her next move. Like I really liked that character for her. So I feel like, I feel like, I wait, it's not, who's cast in Verity? Is that Anne Hathaway? She kind of has that same vibe. Like
Yes, Anne Hathaway.
plays a very good, like mysterious woman. I feel like Blake Lively and Anne Hathaway like
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, guys, quick break for our bestie, Stephen Singer. You guys know Stephen Singer, the I Hate Stephen Singer guy. You've seen his billboards, heard him on the radio. But if you're wondering, why does everybody hate him? It's because Stephen has the number one gifts for Valentine's Day. And I'm so excited to tell you about this incredibly sweet gift. It's a real rose preserved and dipped in real 24 karat gold to last a lifetime. And Stephen's 24 karat gold dip roses start at just $59. And they won't wilt or die, and the red is a perfect pick for your first rose. This gift is unique, sentimental, and lasts a lifetime, guaranteed. And I also really like this sentiment because you can get a new one every year and start building a little bouquet to remember all of your special moments together. And you can look at a beautiful, everlasting bouquet, which is so nice. You never have to worry about the roses dying. And there's a new color each year to collect. And this year's is a mesmerizing peacock teal. So you're definitely not going to want to miss out on that. So go to IHateStevenSinger.com for real roses dipped and trimmed in real gold from a real jeweler you can trust. Steven Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I always forget that we have like this like bootleg Zoom.
I know. I don't know. It's like we only have 40-minute time slots on this Zoom. So I don't know.
So stupid. So dumb. But no, back to exactly what you're saying.
And I was really mid-sentence about how Colleen Hoover didn't write Verity. There is a strong, strong conspiracy theory. If you guys want to deep dive into that, I won't do it for you. But if you look at the writing style between all of Colleen Hoover's books and then Verity, they're so different. So like, don't shoot the messenger.
That's just what they're saying. That's just what the streets are saying. And they've been saying that for a long time. And Verity is like the best one. Like that's the best book. Like, and it's the best story. It's very, you know, it's dark, it's fucked up, whatever. Anne Hathaway's gonna be great. But yeah, that's all that on that. What else? I feel like we got Blake's drama. Poor Kelly.
There was some hubbub on TikTok this weekend just because somebody took a video of Taylor's house in Rhode Island. I guess it's being renovated.
And somebody posted it.
And then somebody found like the plans, like the renovation plans online. It's just
crazy.
Like, people get mad at us for this. And it's like, let's point our direction at the people literally going through her construction plans and fucking trying to find the renovation. Who cares what she's getting done in her house? Like, she's probably just expanding the kitchen or something. Like, that's
no, like, also, like, it's just that is psychotic. Like, it's crazy to be looking up her address, looking up what the plans for her house, looking up, you know, that's stalking, by the way. That's weird shit. So don't do that shit. Like, people are so weird. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why people act like that. But yeah, I mean, I guess she's getting work done on her house in Rhode Island. That's
winter, and she's probably preparing to have a lot of more people over for the summers. You know, it's exciting.
Sure. Do whatever you got to do. Sure. Maybe we'll
be
there.
Fair, though. You can see, like, the house, obviously, from, like, the public beach. But, like, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to deep dive into all that stuff, like, it's just crazy.
Right. Like it's, yes, you can clearly see there's work being done, but that doesn't mean, you don't need to go and see exactly what's going on. That I think crosses the line in like invasion of privacy. Like that's too much, you know?
I agree.
But yeah, I think, I don't know. I feel like that's the way the cookies crumbled for us this week.
That's the way the cookies crumbled, I think. Yeah. I mean, it's been pretty, been pretty low key this weekend besides like our own bullshit.
I know, like, oh yeah, what would we talk about if we didn't have that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But for real, like, it's just, yeah, it's all, everybody seems to be, you know, chilling and live, laugh, loving with their family and friends and loving life. So we're happy about that. We've got, like we said, we've got the game coming up. on Saturday. That'll be exciting. And then, it's mid-January.
One quick thing. Just we got to see the written letters
from
driver from the bonus, all the truck drivers that got those $100,000 bonuses. Someone named Robert put his note, which was nice.
That is nice. And that's from last year, isn't it?
Yeah. But I guess he posted it. So everyone was.
Yeah. I saw that popping around and I thought it was like another thing, which I think they did get remember she like paid her whole.
Yeah.
Yes. All we know is that everybody got paid handsomely for participating in the Errors Tour and helping out the Errors Tour. So we're happy for all those people. But yeah, I always like to see the notes. The notes are just so sweet. She's just so thoughtful, She's a very thoughtful person. And the handwritten notes make it all the more personal.
I can't imagine. One day that'll be us.
One day it'll be us. One day, one more day. I've been listening to Les Mis.
One day more. Another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary.
I've been listening to
I Dreamed of You. My crimes will surely come a second time. One day more. I love that movie.
No, it's so good. I've been doing the I dreamed a dream these gone by.
When voices stop, life worth living.
Yeah.
But he was gone when autumn came. I love that song.
I had a dream my life would be. And then what she said, she's like, so much so different from the
I'm living. Literally.
That's literally me. Like, that's what I've been, I was getting, I was being so dramatic. I was getting my nails done. I got my nails done on like Thursday or something last week. And I was playing that song on repeat the whole time I was getting my nails done. Just like silent tears. Okay.
Oh my God. Now you related to Anne Hathaway, the
pro. No, literally. And then I was singing that song. And then right after, like once I started crying, all I started thinking of was Chapel Run's crying at the nail salon.
Oh yeah.
I'm so sick of online love. I don't understand.
Why can't any
man hit a like?
And then I was when surviving. Finally finished. We can catch a break a little bit.
For real. I cannot wait for it to be over. Yeah, and that's like what it is. It's like people are they're seeing too much of me. They're sick of me. You can get over a quote. It's true. Like that's really what happens. Like my face is too much in their face and people are like, get her out. So
I mean, even Taylor, people say there's too much Taylor Swift, there's too much, too much Kelly. There's not enough Taylor Swift in my life, there's not enough Kelly Keys in my life.
There we go. That's all that matters to me. Yeah. And that's just me being able really to relate to Taylor Swift on a deep level. Like we're basically the same, like we get the same amount.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I suppose we'll wrap it up and remember everyone to call in and leave voicemails if you'd like for Thursday's episode. And, we'll put the number in. We can't do our number because we have a delay whenever we try to sing or do anything. So we can't do our number song. But you guys know 347-450-0723. Give a little call. Send us a message for our Thursday episode. And until then, we will see you guys later.
All right. Love you guys.